The Knoxville girls soccer squad had reason to be optimistic this season. After going 14-4 and returning the most talent it has returned ever, the Panthers were primed to make it a memorable season. It was memorable, but for all the wrong reasons, as the season was canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Goalie Abby Wadley, while not surprised by the cancellation, was disappointed, but she says after a little while, she's moving on, preparing for the fall sports season.
As soon as I heard the season canceled, of course I was disappointed, but I wasn't surprised just with everything that was happening. Right now I'm really focusing on exercising and staying in shape, because if one season gets canceled, well, then I'm just moving right on to the next one to prepare for that. So I'm getting ready for volleyball as soon as I can, just trying to keep myself busy with that.
Several additions to the team and senior leadership was what Wadley was most looking forward to this spring.
Yeah, we were really excited to start the season. We had a couple girls coming up that we were super excited to play with. And then coming off of last season, there was so much skill developed through that. And we were just super excited to be able to show that and start off stronger this year. So I was really excited to work with those girls. It's just a great environment to be around. But I think next year we're just going to have to push through that and hopefully still have the season we wanted to have this year next year.
Wadley was looking to show how much she has improved in goal. She had a good season last year, stopping 125 shots, but knew she had to be better this year.
I worked quite a bit this winter with working on my techniques and working on my footwork, and then I was also looking forward to playing with my defense. I mean, those girls are just amazing with how fast they can be and their ball control, and I was kind of disappointed for that to happen, but I was really happy that I'm only a sophomore, so I still get 2 more years with that.
Abby also played volleyball this fall. At the beginning of fall workout, she had no idea that she would figure so prominently into the varsity plan. She was told 5 minutes before the season opening match that she was starting. Not a lot of time to get nervous.
That whole thing was pretty crazy for me and just didn't feel real. So that first quad that we had of the season, we were in the locker room getting ready, hyping ourselves up for the matches. And Coach Kaichis tells me that I'm going to be the other middle starting. And I just completely, I couldn't comprehend it because I was just in shock. And then I'm happy she didn't tell me until then, because I didn't really have much time to overthink it and second guess myself. It was basically just me, all right, get your head in the game. You're going to go crush this. Just be confident, because with volleyball, you cannot second guess anything, because then the ball hits the ground and you lose a point.
Wadley ended the season with 38 kills and 38 blocks and was happy to be a part of a program that is returning to past glory.
It was really fun being a part of that team and just having that winning streak for so long and then still having a great season overall. It was awesome to be a part of that team and to kind of shove the volleyball program back into the direction it was all those years ago. And even though we might have fallen short, I think we still did a bunch of great things that season.
Abby has also been entertained at home with her dad Kevin's Corona beard. She says he was keeping it until the barbershops opened up, which they did last week.
It's really entertaining for him to come home and me see that, because he doesn't normally have a beard. You know, he's always clean shaven. So for him to have this, it's the new normal. And now that barbershops are opening back up, he's going to go get a haircut. And he said the beard's coming off with it. So it'll be weird to see him back with a clean face.
The next sport for Abby Wadley is volleyball. And she hopes that at least life will be normal enough to allow fans to attend games and have a season. For KNIA KLS Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell.